Meanwhile, ISIS militants have imposed Sharia law on the city of Mosul, where Christians have lived since not long after the death of Christ. Last week, the fundamentalists gave people 24 hours to leave Mosul or convert to Islam and pay a tax. ISIS militants have been going around Mosul, marking the doors of Christian homes red. Some reports suggest that with the alternative being death, the last Christians have now left the city, but that's impossible to confirm. Mandy Sami reports.
Doors are being marked with a red Arabic letter N, which stands for Nazra. It singles out Christian homes. It's an image that has historical and religious significance in the region, and it's causing people to flee.
We spoke late last week with the bishop from Mosul. He had had to leave with his people to an area of Kurdistan. They'd faced the threat either of being killed, converting to the form of Islam that ISIS follows, or paying a tax none of them could afford, and so they've fled as refugees seeking asylum in Kurdistan. He was very distressed when we spoke to him.
That's the Interim General Secretary of the National Council of Churches in Australia, Bishop Philip Higgins. He's been in touch with the Syrian Orthodox Bishop of Mosul, Daoud Nikdomius, who says there's a genocide happening in Mosul right now.
And this is exactly what he said. Everything's taken from us, churches, houses, clothes, money, even the babies' nappies, absolutely everything stripped from them. What they had when they fled their homes was taken off them before they were able to cross the border. Some of some very significant Muslim leaders themselves have expressed their distress and their outrage at what's happened to the Christian minority.
The bishop is among thousands of Christians fleeing Mosul. The Vatican has promised thousands of dollars in emergency aid to help those displaced by the jihadist onslaught. Act for Peace, the aid agency of the National Council of Churches in Australia, has also sent $30,000 in aid, and it's conducting its own campaign.
It's appalling, and it's part of the sadness at the minute is that we've got significant members of those communities here in Australia who are trying to gather support for their brothers and sisters in Iraq. But of course, with the Malaysian airline, the conflict between Gaza and Israel, and matters to do with their own asylum seekers, it's been extremely hard to get the kind of coverage that this matter actually deserves.
Before the 2003 US invasion, more than 1 million Christians lived in Iraq, including more than 600,000 in Baghdad and 60,000 in Mosul, as well as a substantial number in the oil city of Kirkuk and Basra. Until their forced exodus over the weekend, Christians had been continuously present in Mosul for about 16 centuries. The UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis have already condemned the ISIS actions. Bishop Philip Higgins says it's time for other world leaders to speak up too.
We've written now and sent correspondence to our Prime Minister and our Minister for Foreign Affairs, and we've asked them to raise the matter at the UN, and we've asked them also locally to think about a special humanitarian project for the people of Iraq, particularly the Christian minority, and include in that the possibility of some of them coming here as numbers of our refugees.
Christians around the world are also trying to draw attention to the cause by changing their social media profiles to incorporate the N Arabic symbol. The Christian community in Australia is holding a protest march this Saturday in Sydney to coincide with worldwide protests demanding action. Peter Tadros is the spokesman for the Australian Coptic Movement Association.
From our community, everyone's been affected. You know, I'd say 90% have changed their profile picture to the letter N. So if that's an indication, then there could be a very big turnout if everyone's feeling so passionately about it. So we believe that this issue is not receiving the attention that it deserves. There's been no announcements of any aid effort, minimal condemnations. So we're not sure what exactly our leaders are waiting on. So that's why we're rallying.
Peter Tadros from the Australian Coptic Movement Association, ending Mandy Sami's report.